This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sport.
And now featuring Melissa Makos, it's the Coach and Makos on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head.
And good morning, Savannah and the Low Country, and welcome to the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, and it's presented to you by Chatham Orthopedics Associates, and we're right here live in the Savannah Mall, not the Savannah Morning News newsroom or the WTOC newsroom, but we're in here in the Savannah Mall in the ESPN Radio studio. Melissa, great day, beautiful outside. You guys coming in here, you and the man, Markel. The Kel and Mel. Okay, dressed up. You just did your workout and ready to go, eh?
No, we did a workout. We did two workouts yesterday, and this is why we're both struggling this morning. It was rough. It was a version of Murph.
What is that?
Okay, so Murph is what we do on Memorial Day, and that is for Lieutenant Mike Murphy. I was just making sure Markel was paying attention. Lieutenant Mike Murphy, and it's to honor him, and this was his favorite workout. So he would run 1 mile, and then he would do 300 pull-ups, 200 push-ups, 100 air – I'm sorry, let me rephrase it. He would do – hold on.
It's a workout.
Push-ups and air squats, 300 air squats, 200 push-ups, and 100 pull-ups, and then run a mile again. So we did a version of that called Cindy for 20 minutes. So we did 5 pull-ups – 10 push-ups, 15 air squats.
It's amazing how CrossFit comes up with these names for different workouts.
Well, yeah. So a lot of the workouts, they're called hero wads, hero workouts. So they reflect somebody who
was
killed.
What does wad mean again for the person that's not a CrossFit person?
Workout of the day.
Okay, there we go.
And over at the YMCA, we do WOW, workout of the week.
Week, okay.
So it's the same workout. So if the class is on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, it's the same workout on Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, workout of the week. So WOD is workout of the day. But, yeah, Murph is it's a beast. It sure is a beast.
Well, these two workout fanatics, the Mel and Kel, the Kel and Mel, Markel Blunt, former Boston College linebacker, a good friend of the Makos, comes in here every Saturday when he's in town. Love to have him on. But, I mean, they're workout fanatics. And hopefully when I get my new knee in a couple of weeks, give me a couple of weeks after that, I could join them. I really need to join them. But anyway, we got a great lineup for you. I'm going to start out, of course, introducing the show, local scores, local news. Then we're going to get fitness first with Makos and?
Yeah, Jennifer McKenzie. She is the co-owner with her husband, Drew, of CrossFit High Performance. And she's just amazing. She is a mom, a business owner, works out like a boss, and she's just amazing.
And we're shuffling the lineup again. That's usually in the third quarter, but we switched it because in the third quarter, I know this school, this college gets no love with its athletic programs, and we love them every weekend. And that's, of course, the Savannah College of Art and Design equestrian team. I mean, they won four out of the last 5 years. They've won the title in their region, which Ashley Henry will explain. And it's called Equestrian Championships, Equestrian Tournaments. It's not meets or matches like we're trying to figure out. So she's going to explain that. But she's been there for 12 years. She's not new to the show. Ashley Henry, the head coach of the SCAD equestrian team. Then we'll turn two. We'll break down two turning topics to end the first hour because we're going to turn two. We're going to go to the second hour. We'll come back, open show up. Then we'll talk to our weather team, chiropractic clinic, athlete of the week, Windsor Forest High School junior, okay, Juan Anguino.
Johan. Johan.
Sorry, what did I say? Juan? Johan, okay. I know, these names are tongue twisters. When you did this on TV, did you practice these names before you go on TV?
No, I would ask them first.
Okay, you ask them first. Well, I haven't spoken to them yet.
And then, like what I do as a teacher, I always ask if I'm pronouncing it wrong just to correct
me. I do that too.
Because people mispronounce my name all the time. And, you know, I don't take offense until, you know, like the 12th time. They're like, Melissa Mikos, Melissa Marcos, Melissa Miakos. And then sometimes I get Michelle, Martha, Monique, you know, whatever, Allison, who knows?
Who knows what you get?
Jessica, but I'm like, whatever.
And then we'll get to the third quarter. This is very easy. We're going to have the Greatest Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame representative. He is a Greatest Savannah Athletic Hall of Famer from Savannah Christian, Robbie White. He's going to tell us the class of 2018, which will be inducted in about a week and a half. And then we'll close it with three out the door. We'll get three key points, break it down, talk about it. And then we're out of here. And it usually goes pretty quick. So bear with us. We're going to go to the scoreboard now. There's a lot of news, okay? Let's start out, with, of course, with we are your flagship station for the Atlanta Braves, the Atlanta Falcons, the Atlanta Hawks, Georgia football, you name it, we do it. So let's start out with the Atlanta Braves. Last night they took on the second place Philadelphia Phillies. They lost 7-3. It was 3-3 going into the, I think, the fifth inning. But Julio Teheran was lifted after the third inning with a tight bicep. So
yeah, I know how that feels. I'm feeling tight,
Right now.
Just my body. So, yeah. But that's good. You know, you got to preserve these arms. And so hopefully it's nothing serious.
Right. And that's what Brian Snitker said, the manager. It's not serious. He expects Teheran to make his next start. While the hero for the Phillies, Abdul Herrera, hit two home runs. Jorge Alfaro. I mean, who went deep, and Aaron Nola pitched seven innings to help next Yankee, help the Philadelphia's with great seven innings of great pitching. Okay, they play the Braves tonight. Okay, in Philadelphia, we'll have the Braves tonight for you in Philadelphia. 6:05 start. Mike Fultonavish takes on Nick Pivetta, and they'll be back Sunday tomorrow at 1:35. Pro football, Atlanta Falcons at the 2018 NFL Draft. They take Alabama wide receiver Calvin Ridley to go along with Julio Jones, Mohamed Sanu, Andre Roberts, Taylor Gabriel. Their wide receiver core is unbelievable.
Yeah, I was hoping they'd hit it a little bit more on defense, but they definitely needed some wide receivers for Matty Ice to throw to, because we know Matt Ryan is not necessarily your out-of-the-pocket, let's-run type of quarterback. So the more targets he has to throw to, I think the better off they'll be in the 2018 season.
And we'll get to that. Defense is what they need, but they take a playmaker. We like that. Local colleges, you can start with softball because you like it.
SSU softball, the Tigers, the Lady Tigers, they're third in the Southern Division. They're 6-6 in the conference. They will conclude the regular season. Hard to believe the season is over. They're going to go to Orangeburg, South Carolina. They got a three-game series against South Carolina State, and they'll play this weekend.
Hopefully, it'll be a sweep because South Carolina State comes in 1-27 and 1-11 in the MEAC conference. So, SCAD, let's go fishing. That's right. They got fishing. They got equestrian. They got bowling. You name it. They don't have football, basketball, and baseball, but it's pretty serious. Soccer, lacrosse, while the SCAD's men's and women's fishing teams travel to Pickwick Lake in Florence, Alabama to compete in a three-day Carhartt Bassmasters College Series Southern event on April 19th through the 21st. And the top B's boat was?
Cody Stahl and Reese Kingston. What do you call them, the Lady B's fishers?
I guess so.
Fisherwomen?
Okay, but these are guys.
So the guys, you know me, I'm all about women's sports.
I got you.
With 20th place finish out of 266 boats, they pulled in 12 fish over the course of the event, accumulated a total weight of 41 pounds, 7 ounces, 464.29 points.
And with the finish, Stahl and Kingston have qualified for the national championship on Lake Ten Killer in Oklahoma on July 19th through the 21st. The top 38 teams qualify.
That's
so
pretty cool.
Neat. What's next? SCAD will travel to Lake Chickamauga. Did I say that right?
Chickamauga.
Okay. In Dayton, Tennessee for the FLW Yeti Southeastern Conference event on May 5th. NFL draft, we talked about it. Five Bulldogs going in the first two rounds. Well, five Bulldogs. Pretty excited.
Yeah, because now I know a lot of Georgia fans are going to be bandwagon Patriots fans, so you can get off my back now, because they got some Georgia Bulldogs. But first, you got the Bears with the number 8 pick. They got Roquan Smith, linebacker out of UGA, so that was pretty impressive. He's a beast. And the Patriots got two players. They picked up Isaiah Wynn and Sony Michel, and I'm a big fan of Sony Michel, so I can't wait to see what he does. Patriots need a good runner, that's for sure.
And two of the other outstanding Bulldogs, Nick Chubb goes in the second round to the Browns, and Lorenzo Carter, outside linebacker, who was he didn't get a lot of recognition because Roquan Smith got all the recognition, but unbelievable linebacker goes to the New York Giants. Pro golf is at the Zurich Classic in New Orleans. Brian Harman is not playing. PGA Championship, Gene Sowers finished tied for 19th with 15 under at the Bass Pro Shop Legends of Golf. The winner was 24 under.
I mean, were they playing at a mini golf course? I mean, geez Louise, that's pretty impressive. 15 under, the winner 24 under. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go through these quick before we try to get to the local high school scores. Doug Hansel, amateur golfer, one of the best here in Savannah, Georgia. He took part in the Concession Cup. The U.S. team defeated the team from Great Britain and Ireland 23.5 to 4.5. That's a blowout.
Right.
23 to 4. In the three-day event, Hansel defeated Ian Crowther. Crowther from the GBI and Ireland team, 3-1. So he's moving on. Great guy, great golfer. Pro tennis at the Landings Club, which we knew we couldn't get over there. But remember, it's a pro event. It's a USTA event. So get over there and watch it. It's Kids Day. All kids under 16 get in free. We do have semi-pro basketball here. We have the Savannah Cavaliers. They'll be playing tonight at Windsor Forest at 6 o'clock. Semi-pro soccer, we have that here too. The Clovers will take on Sparta Club. That'll be tomorrow, 3 o'clock at Daffin Park, Morris Field. Flip it over. Rugby, go ahead. You can shoot
rugby. So the Savannah Shamrocks Rugby Club, which, you know, we spoke to them over St. Patrick's Day. They capped off a perfect regular season, 9-0, with a 44-0 defeat of the High County RFC on April 14th in Daffin Park. So last weekend they won 38-17 in overtime over the Atlanta Renegades in the D3 semifinal game to advance to the D3 championship game. So they'll play the Augusta Mad Dogs in Daffin Park today at 1 p.m. Go check it out, Daffin Park. It's going to be a beautiful day. Make sure you bring your sunscreen and make sure you bring your bug spray.
So high school baseball, got a big shout out to our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from last week. Ryan Rockwell, 13-0 now on the hill in his high school career. Big game. They beat him 4-3. Coastal Homeschool beat, Johnson Ferry Christian Academy in the first game of the first homeschool playoffs. They'll play today at 1 o'clock, so get out there. It's at Baysmore Park in Garden City. Ryan Rockwell was on the mound for Coastal. Allowed just one earned run in 5 1/3 innings, remaining undefeated for a high school career. Zach Fussell, that's right, not Russell Fussell. I'm not mispronouncing this one. Had a two-run single to provide the big game winner, while Brett Collins picked up the W, getting the last five outs of the game. So Coastal Homeschool has game one under their belt. They're playing game two. Okay, so let's go to the high school scoreboard quick. I know we're running over time here, Melissa. So let's start out with boys soccer. Give us the results.
Richmond Hill 5 over Houston County 2. Coffee County 4 over Effingham County 4-1 in that. You got South Effingham beat Warner Robins with a shutout 5-0. Over in AAA, you got Savannah Arts over Kendrick 7-0. Windsor Forest big winners over Jackson 8-1. And Islands lost in penalty kicks to Peach County 3-2.
Benedictine 10-0 over Brooks in AA. In single A, Calgary boys lose to Stratford Academy 3-0. Savannah Country Day hangs on, beats Mount DeSales 3-0. And Woodville goes up to play St. Anne Pacelli and loses 8-2. Girls side.
Richmond Hill 4-0 over Valdosta. Effingham County a tight one, moving on 1-0 over Houston County. South Effingham falls to Warner Robins 3-0. In 3A, Islands all over Peach County 10-0. And the Arts Academy, same score, 10-0 over Jackson. In double A, St. Vincent's, another big win.
Where's the goalie on these opposing teams? Or is it the defense?
I just think they're huge offensive outputs. Now, the goalie for St. Vincent's, she takes my spin class.
Okay.
We got to get her on here. 11-0 over Brooks. And in single A, Country Day 3, Stratford Academy 0. Calvary, a tight one. They beat Mount DeSales 1-0. Savannah Christian falls to Brookstone 6-4.
All right, I'm going to go quickly through the baseball for you. These are all finals. Who won the series? Effingham wins the series 2-0 over Coffee County. They'll advance. Richmond Hill loses 2-0 to Lee County. Richmond Hill done for the season. Thomas County Central beats South Effingham in 3 games. They win the series 2-1. South Effingham is season is finished. Thomas County Central goes on. In 3A, Rutland comes back and beats Islands in the third game, 15-14. Yeah, that's right. It's not a football game. Rutland wins the series 2-1. They move on. Jenkins goes to Jackson's, loses 2 straight. They're done. Benedictine, the first game, a walk-off single, wins against Early County 6-5. They take the second game 16-1. They're on their way. They advance in Class A. Savannah Christian had a bye, defending state champions. Calvary swept Walker. They'll move on. And Country Day is playing the rubber game today, 11 o'clock at Fellowship Christian. They split yesterday. Girls tennis, boys tennis, quickly.
Effingham County 4, Evans 1. Savannah Arts 4-1 over Tattnall. Benedictine 5-0 over Harlem. In the GHSA Girls Elite 8, South Effingham 3, Olot 2. The Arts Academy 3 over Pierce. 3-2 over Pierce, and Savannah Christian 4-1 over Prince. And in the Riflery Championship at Fort Benning, St. Vincent's Academy is one of 16 teams in the championship.
And it's 2 years in a row they've been there.
They're amazing.
We got so much news, but not enough time.
I know. I understand.
But, hey, if you want to watch us, watch me bumble and stumble and watch the expert here go stroll right along. You can watch us Facebook Live in every segment today. We're trying something new. That's right, Facebook Live. Go to Twitter. Carl DeMasi Sports Report. And remember, next next up, we're going to do Fitness First with Makos and
Jennifer McKenzie from CrossFit High Performance. You don't want to miss this interview. She's a beast.
And you're listening to The Coach and
Makos
right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400, FM 104.3, and of course, 92.7.
The Coach and Makos, only here on ESPN Radio.
As my man Mark Douglas says, today's show is right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400, FM 104.3, and of course 92.7 now on Hilton Head Island. Also, you can go to ESPN Coastal, go to the little earphones or the headset in the right-hand corner, press Savannah, you can listen to us on the net, internet streaming, and of course, download the new ESPN mobile app and go to Savannah Hilton Head, and you can listen to us on your smartphone. So right now, we changed the lineup. We threw it because we're trying to accommodate our guest, and the first guest up is a fitness fanatic like my co-host, my girl here, Mel. Kel, I had a first, Kel. So I hope he understands that. But no, anyway, she's a go-getter, and she's working out. She teaches spin classes. Markel gets pulled along, and he tries to keep up with her. So they both look like beasts now because they're on a 30-day trial. But she has a lot of friends in the fitness world. And joining us now on the ESPN Radio Savannah Smiles mobile hotline is the co-owner of CrossFit High Performance, Jennifer McKenzie. Jennifer, thanks for joining us.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Jennifer, talk a little bit about how you first got involved with fitness in general and your background with working out and exercise. And before you answer that question, I want to let our listeners know that it is your 10th wedding anniversary, so we appreciate you coming on our show and giving us your time away from your husband for a little bit.
Well, that's no problem. He actually just ran out to the store for a second anyway. I also wanted to mention that I've had an opportunity to work out with Melissa, and so I do know how much of a workout fanatic you are and can turn it on and go into beast mode. so that's always been fun when I have a chance to do that with you. But fitness has always been a part of my life, and I think I grew up active, and so what I do, what Drew does, is come very naturally to us. It was something that was intriguing when we were in school, and so we both had a opportunity to learn more about that in college, and our master's degrees are exercise science as well. But when we found CrossFit and the methodology behind CrossFit and the challenge that we get from being able to do that and share it with others, it was just kind of a natural fit for us. It's always been a part of what we do.
Well, it's always amazing when she brings these CrossFit females on or people on, and you got family life. I mean, you're a mom. How do you balance owning a gym, working out, and being a mob and being in the beast mode like Melissa? How do you work that out? I mean, I can't even find time, and I teach. I get up at 5:30. I finish at 4 o'clock. I try to get home before 8. I can't even find time to do it. And you got kids to take care of and a business. Mind-boggling. How do you do that?
You got to know what your priorities are, because there is absolutely no way we can get it all done. And just being okay with some of the stuff that doesn't get done and some of the stuff that isn't quite as important. I had to learn to be okay with, we aren't always going to get all the laundry done. We're not always going to have the house perfectly clean. But as long as the kids are fed and they're happy and we get quality time with them, then that's the most important thing. We're really blessed in that our kids pick up on what we do. Most working parents don't have the opportunity for their kids to actually see them go to work every day. And for us, the kids see our values, they pick up on our work ethic, and they have the opportunity to be around other hardworking people, other positive people when they do get to come to the gym. We fit in homework a lot in the car and in between clients and in between classes, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
Now, you own High Performance with your husband. You guys are in your 10th wedding anniversary. What is it like owning a business with your husband? Do you guys ever get sick of each other? Or how did that even start where you guys said, hey, we want to open a CrossFit facility?
You know, it's so funny, Melissa, because people ask that question a lot. And I've seen so many other husband and wives own businesses and struggle. And I wish I kind of knew why we make it work, but ultimately I think it just comes down to having a partner that you absolutely, completely trust.
That's awesome.
You know, I know that at any point in time, Drew always has my best interest in mind, whether we're making a family decision or a business decision. And most business partners don't have that 100% absolute faith in their business partner. For me, it's just a bonus that I get to do this every day with Drew. It is a struggle, though. You know, it is very difficult. We're passionate about CrossFit, so it's difficult to leave it at the gym and not talk about it when we get home and not have it completely run our lives, because it easily could. There's so many exciting things that happen in the gym from day to day that, you know, he walks in the door and I'm like, what happened? Tell me what so-and-so did, and tell me what success stories there were. And we've had to be very intentional about leaving it at the gym, not bringing it home, and making time during the day to talk about work-related stuff so that when we do get home, that's not an issue.
And you're listening. Go ahead.
I'll say just being intentional with it. We've set aside particular times to talk about family stuff and set aside times to talk about work stuff, and that's made a very big difference.
And you're listening to the Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, and it's on the Savannah Smiles mobile hotline. We're talking to Fitness First. We're doing Fitness First with Melissa Makos' guest, Jennifer McKenzie, co-owner of CrossFit Hyper Performance. My question for you is, you've seen so many amazing success stories, and like you said, your husband walks in the door, you both share this business, you want to know what happened at the gym. I mean, how does that impact you mentally to see people achieve their goals, you and your husband?
It's awesome. It's huge. It's what keeps us doing what we
do. I like
that.
Are you from the North? I like that. Huge.
You know, there's so much behind-the-scenes stuff that happens that can kind of feel mundane. You know, as business owners, we're always putting out fires. There's always something going wrong that we have to fix or whatnot. After a while, it can get wearisome. But when you have people succeeding in the gym, in our gym, they ring the PR bell every time they do something new or something better than what they've done before. And, you know, I can be in the middle of trying to solve a problem, and I hear that bell, and it just makes everything worth it.
Yeah, I've been to High Performance multiple times. Every time I walk in that door, I go get my good-to-go meals at High Performance. And, you know, it's not technically my box, but I go there all the time. So I feel like family when I go there. And it doesn't matter, Jennifer, who you are or where you're from. You walk into High Performance, and it's that automatic family community feeling. And you guys built that. You guys, you know, harbor that whole community feeling and that, you know, family type of feeling. And you do a lot for the community. You know, you've really entrenched yourselves into the city of Savannah, and you guys do so much for Savannah and beyond. You know, like your barbells for boobs, kids CrossFit, and my favorite, which is unfortunate, but I love doing WADs for the Fallen Heroes. You know, we were just talking about Murph, but we have some local heroes that you guys have done some workouts for. WAD for Todd, Chief Todd Heil, and the most recent was our dear friend Mark Hummeldorf. How much does that giving back to that community and building that community atmosphere impact you and impact the city of Savannah?
That's such a huge question.
Yeah, I know.
You know, like, people bond over common struggles, and on a very small scale, every day they come into the gym, they're challenged. They're challenged physically. But at the end of that challenge, they don't even have to have a conversation with somebody else. But because they shared that experience, there's instantly a bond there. And that happens in CrossFit affiliates across the globe because of it. But I do feel that we have something special. And it doesn't happen by accident. Again, it's intentional. Some of the things that we do to make sure that we know our athletes' names, that they know each other when they walk in the door, that someone who's there for the very first time feels welcome. It's important to us that that's happening because we know how scary it is to come through the door for the very first time.
Oh, yeah.
And we hear horror stories of people that are just terrified to come in but so glad once they do. So that welcoming is part of it. But, you know, the impact that we have in the community starts with the folks that we have in the gym. And I'm I can't say that it's come from Drew or I. It comes from the initiatives that they want to take on. We have our ambassador council, our athletes that have been around for a long time, and some of the projects we do are things that are close to their heart or close to their family. And so anytime we have an opportunity that that brings people together but can also benefit the lives of the family lives and the other interests of our members, we can. So, for instance, last fall we held a kickball game, fun kickball game tournament, but it went to benefit Lindsay's Place, which is just near and dear to a couple of our athletes and their families, to their hearts. So, you know, it doesn't always come from things that Drew and I want to do, but we want to allow our athletes to use the services we have to make the community better.
And you're talking about the community, and people need to know this also. You also have a kids' CrossFit, so you're honoring the heroes, you're getting the adults in there, but you're also doing a lot with the kids, and you have a CrossFit class for kids. Talk about how that helps the kids and helps them, you know, also when they get into their teens, the discipline and how the fitness can be fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If we can get kids to have fun moving around, then we win. That is the primary goal of CrossFit Kids. But you know what? They pick up on what we do so easily, and they learn just by seeing and doing. It blows my mind every day when my kids come into the gym and they start doing things and they were never taught. We didn't teach them how to deadlift. We didn't teach them how to do pull-ups. But they do it because they see us doing it, and they see us having fun, and they want to make it fun.
All right, we got about 30 seconds left. Last question. You know I love High Performance, and I want you to give a little plug to High Performance. If somebody's interested in checking out CrossFit High Performance, where should they go, who should they talk to, and how do they get involved?
Sure. Every single person that comes in, we start off with a one-on-one coaching appointment. It's a free appointment. The best way to set that up is to call us directly. They can also go to the website, just crossfithp.com, and get more information. But again, I know that initial part, walking through the door for the very first time, is the scariest part. Just come walking through the door, and we'll take it from there.
Awesome. Jennifer, thank you so much. I hope you enjoy your 10th anniversary. You and Drew, relationship goals, man. That's I strive to be in a relationship like you guys do. Hopefully Markel and I can get to where you guys are at. Congratulations again on your 10th anniversary and the success at High Performance. And come back on the show anytime you want. We would love to have you.
Thanks, Melissa. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a great day and a great anniversary.
You too. Bye.
And that's Jennifer McKenzie, co-owner of CrossFit High Performance. And co-owner, she's with her husband. So, I mean, it's unbelievable. And you know what? When she got into that segment, I don't want to interrupt her and jump on, you know, step over, as that I was told that I do a lot. But she loves what she does. Her husband loves what she does. And, it, you know, what makes it special is they're both doing it together, doing the same thing. So do you really think they think it's a job? I don't.
I don't think so either. And when you watch the two of them together, you wouldn't even realize that they're married, you know. And that's, again, how I would love my relationship to be, is that you're just best friends, you know, with that family and that community atmosphere. And I love watching them, and I love watching Drew. You know, Drew went to the CrossFit Games back in, I think it was 2011. I did a story on High Performance, and I did a story on him, you know, before it got like really, really big. But I mean, they're legit. There's no doubt about it. And High Performance is amazing. You know how much I love my Steadfast people and my Steadfast, but we're very, very fortunate to have, you know, Steadfast here and CrossFit High Performance here as well. And you're definitely worth checking out.
Check it out. And then we're going to head over now to the SCAD, the Savannah College of Art and Design Equestrian Center. We're going to talk with the head coach, Ashley Henry. They're going to the International Horse Show competition for the championship. I think they won it in 2012. We'll find out from Ashley Henry. Remember, we're talking SCAD Equestrian Team coming back right after this break. You're listening to the Coach of Makos right here on
ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
Now, back to the Coach and Makos on ESPN Radio.
Orthopedics Associates. Living is well. And they help you with everything, and they're our proud sponsor now, and we got to give them a lot of kudos for backing us. Chatham Orthopedics Associates. Well, we've been talking about this sport now for at least a month. We also had a fitness person of yours, your college roommate, who was?
Amanda Steege. She's actually on her way back. She's driving back from Ocala to go back up north, and she's not happy about it.
Who wants to go to snow? But anyway, and it's a local college program here, the SCAD equestrian team. They've done a great job. I mean, last year, our guest, Ashley Henry, the head coach, guided the Bees to their third in a row, or three-peat, of the Intercollegiate Horse Show national title. They also are part of the American National Riding Commission, and then they go to tour. I mean, there's so much she could talk about that she knows it better than I do. We're still trying to figure out whether it's meets, competitions, or matches, and Ashley can help us out with that. She's joining us now on the ESPN Savannah Smiles mobile hotline, the head coach for the last 12 years at the Savannah College of Art and Design Equestrian Program, Ashley Henry. Ashley, always a pleasure having you on. And meet my sidekick now, Melissa Makos.
Hi, Ashley. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, you know, I mean, it's so impressive what you're doing over there. Give everybody a quick background, how you wound up here in the beautiful city of Savannah, Georgia, and being the head coach at SCAD.
Actually, I came to SCAD because they were the only art and design school in the country that had an equestrian team, and we still are. I came to ride for them on their team, and when I graduated from SCAD, they asked me to stay and be the new coach for the team. So here I am 12 years later.
What makes it so special now? So it has to be so special because you are an alumnus of SCAD, and now you're running the team. What was that like? I mean, go from being one of the team members to being a head coach.
Really, quite honestly, it was a dream come true. Knowing the potential that SCAD gives you to be the best in everything that you do, and seeing the dedication that they have behind their students and their student athletes and their facilities and programs, it really was something that you could only kind of imagine being Disneyland to you as a student, and then as a coach, and seeing my students succeed and excel from there has been phenomenal. So I'm very proud to represent them as a rider, as a coach, an alumni, everything in between.
Now you're an employee of SCAD. I got a question for you. Do you guys feel slighted over there that, you know, you don't have football, basketball, baseball, like the major sports that the major colleges do? And you go with the sports that, you know, golf, fishing, equestrian, I mean, lacrosse, soccer, I mean, how does it feel being a coach over there, not getting that recognition at these schools with the big programs do?
Yeah, we are SCAD's football team.
Hey, you know what, Ashley? You're undefeated. You never lost a game.
Yeah. So it really is, you know, really some unique and elite sports, if you will, and really bringing a different sort of venue to the athletic side so that people see different athletes all around. I think that's really important to know that there's a lot of us athletes out there that aren't just football players or basketball players, that we are athletic in every other endeavor as well.
Ashley, Melissa Makos here. How are you? Thank you so much for joining us. Carl and I love equestrian. Like we said at the top of this interview, my amazing friend Amanda Steed, she is a professional equestrian, and she always jokes with us that she's the only professional athlete out of all of us that graduated from college. I had basketball player roommates. I played softball at college, and we were all the athletes at Boston College, and here she is, the athlete that went professional. So how do you combat that? How do you combat that stereotype, or that, you know, I guess not reputation, but that you guys are not athletes, because not only are you athletes, but the horses are as well.
Yeah, quite honestly, that has been a battle since I've been a student. That's kind of been a driving force behind our team. We owe a lot of our success to our team's personal trainer, Sam Carter, through the SCAD Athletic Department. And, you know, one of our things, we are athletes, and we will be heard loud and clear as athletes. We work out as much as they do. We train as much as they do, and really want to make sure that people understand that, you know, we are driving a 1,500 to 2,000-pound animal around that has a mind of its own. So if you don't have to be athletic to do that, then I think we have a few other concerns to deal with. But it has been a really big feat for us to try and prove that to other athletes out there and make sure that they understand it. And, you know, when put in on the spot and another athlete comes around and asks them to get on another horse and see if they can do it just the same, they quickly back down from the challenge. So it is a little bit humorous for us at this point, those of us that really compete at the top level of the industry and that are really athletic and know how much goes into it, that other students or athletes kind of shake their shoulders at it. It's just because they really don't understand and know. But given the chance, they would quickly understand.
You're listening to Coach Makos right here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, and 92.7 in Hilton Head. We're talking to the head coach of the SCAD equestrian team, Ashley Henry. She's been there 12 years. And this brings me into this. We just covered the question about being an athlete. Do you have a certain fitness program that you put your athletes through? I mean, like we know that football players, weight training, speed drills, and all this stuff. What about the equestrian riders, your athletes? What do they do?
Most certainly we do. We do have a weight training and physical routine program that they have to participate in weekly, and we ask them to do that a lot on their own. But we also have a yoga power training and fitness program that we participate in so that students are working on their flexibility, working on their posture and stamina. You know, there's a lot of stuff that's been coming out lately about student athletes' body types and if it's more beneficial to be, you know, stretching and working your body that way or to be powerlifting and weight training. And we do both so that we are covering all grounds as far as that goes.
That's awesome. You know, you are in your 12th season as the head coach of the program. Did you ever imagine that when you first started or when you were actually a student at SCAD, did you ever imagine that the program would be taken to this level?
I really did. I really did visualize and believe that SCAD would give us the opportunity to do that. They've always, you know, stood behind us, like I said, and I really hoped that, you know, that's that shooting star that you're always reaching for, and it always seems like you're getting closer and closer to it. But that star just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and more dreams, more aspirations, more things continue to build on it, and that's really, I think, the driving idea behind being an athlete, wanting more, and having that challenge get bigger, but also knowing that every day it's a new challenge. Every horse show, every competition, it's a new challenge. It's never the same. So that's one of the things that's very humbling about being an equestrian, is you have to take in mind that horses' mentality and their, you know, athletic competition also is very much important to what we do. And you can't, you know, any day they can change their mind. And we still have the same focus and drive, but you've got to add that animal factor into it as well and hope that you can get them on the same page too.
Well, Ashley, we're running up against the clock here. We've got about 2 minutes to go. Okay, so you have a three-peat at the Intercollegiate Horse Show Association competitions. You just won your fourth title in 5 years at the National Team Division. Then you're going to the Tournament of Champions. Give your athletes, because nobody even knows who your athletes are, give us a shout-out and give us some love about who's on your team and what they do for you guys.
We have 65 students on the team.
65?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you can't talk about 65, so give us what you want to give us. 65.
But, you know, I have quite a few students that are really always there. I have a really young team this year, a freshman, but I have one senior who's been with me for 4 years. She was reserve national champion at ANRC this year. Tess Merzaka has been amazing for me. I'm sad that she's graduating this year, but she's been on my national champion team for the past 4 years since a freshman, going now for her senior year to the IHSA National Championship to hopefully help us get that four-peat in, and she was reserve national champion at ANRC, so that's a dedicated athletic student there. I'm watching her get on her horse right now to go out and practice today. We leave Monday at 4 a.m. to head to Pennsylvania for the national championship, so we're gearing up.
Well, Ashley, I'm telling you, unbelievable job, and I keep on saying this, and my wife got on to me a couple of weeks ago, I want to go watch this. I remember watching this kid, okay, I'm going to give you my old age. Back in the day, I used to watch it on Wide World of Sports on ABC, because I'm so thrilled at the control that your athletes have over these athletes that weigh close to tons and tons and tons. But you're doing a great job, and when you win this national, Tournament of Champions, we're going to have you on and bring one of your riders with us, because I really want to get into more depth with this.
Sounds great. Yeah, there is a live stream of the IHSA National Champions. It's called Equisports. Watch it online. So if anyone's interested, there's live streaming of the National Championship Horse Show coming up.
Equisports?
Yes.
I'll check it out. I'm definitely going to post it. Melissa?
All right.
Awesome. And bring a horse, too. Can we do that? Can we bring one of the horses on?
In the car.
Maybe we can go out there and do a, you know, a remote from there and check it out.
Yeah. So,
but Ashley, good luck. Best of luck and great job. And once again, it's a dream come true. You go there, you come back, it's the coach, and you're doing a great job.
Thank you.
And once again, that's Ashley Henry, the head coach of the Scatter Question team. I mean, it's got to be unbelievable. You know, you're an athlete there. You're an alumnus now. You come back, and not even – you just graduate. They give you the head coaching job. Pretty special.
Well, I really like what she said, Carl, about, you know, when I asked her if she envisioned that the program would be at this level, and she said yes. And that's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you go in there with a long-term plan and a long-term vision, and she's achieved that vision, but she's not done.
Right.
She's not satisfied. And I love that. I was not –
Not one,
I was,
not two, three.
Right. I was not anticipating that answer. You know, usually you say, no, I didn't think it would get, but she I love what she said there, and that's refreshing, and it's authentic, and it's truth, and it's honesty, and I love that. And you know, she had this vision that, no, we're gonna be successful. We knew we could be successful because of SCAD, and I love that they back up this program. So yeah.
All right, well, forget about turn two because of Jennifer McKenzie and Ashley Henry.
That's
two great
right.
interviews.
So much work.
We're going to come back. We'll have about 2 minutes to wrap up the first hour. I can't believe how quick this goes. But you're listening to Coach and Makos right here on
ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
And we'll be right back after this.
Back to Coach Carl DeMasi and Makos on ESPN Radio.
That's right. You're listening to Coach and Makos right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400, FM 104.3. And now over on Hilton Head at 92.7. Well, Makos, we did it again.
We did.
We can't turn two.
That's all right.
We only got about a minute and 15 seconds to go for the first segment. First game is over. I can't believe how quick these go, these hours go or segments go. But when you have great guests like Jennifer McKenzie from CrossFit Hyper Performance, and you have Ashley Henry from SCAD Equestrian Team, people who never get any exposure.
Yeah.
But fitness is a big deal, and I think SCAD being in Savannah, Georgia is a big deal.
I do too, and I love the fact that we get SCAD on because I feel like they don't get – as much love as the other sport. Well, they don't get as much love as the other sports do. And so I think it's important. And I think, you know, what exposure we can give them is important, is huge, because they are athletes and they do deserve the attention, especially with how successful they are.
I mean, so once again, we do apologize. We can't take two trending topics in the world of sports and break it down. I know Melissa's is drooling to talk about the draft, and so am I. We got about 30 seconds to go here in the first game, first hour. We'll be back at 10:03 with the second game. Hopefully it'll go a little bit smoother, and we'll keep to our time limit.
Nah, you know
but
we won't.
Stay tuned for game number two. And remember, you're listening to the Coach of Makos right here on
Savannah.
Now go back, ESPN.
ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
AM 1400, FM 104.3, and of course now on Hilton Head Island at 92.7.
This is the Carl DeMasi Sports Report.
Excited to be back here again to talk about local sports. And that's what the show's about, local sport.
And now featuring Melissa Makos, it's the Coach and Makos on ESPN Savannah Hilton Head.
And good morning, Savannah and the Low Country. Welcome to hour number two, or as I like to say, game number two of the Coach and
Makos.
She's a little down there, seat's a little more comfortable.
Yeah.
I'll sit a little higher, but once again, we're
chilling.
Here. Chilling. We're here every Saturday morning from 9 until 11 talking about local sports, national sports, and it's all here on ESPN Radio Savannah, AM 1400, FM 104.3, 92.7 Hill and Allen. We're streaming live at ESPNCoast.com, and of course, download the ESPN mobile app, and you can listen to us on your smartphone. And the show is presented to you by Chatham Orthopedic Associates. So, once again, another lovely Saturday. First game's already done.
Yeah.
Game number two now.
Well, and you can also go on to the Carl DeMasi Sports Report, the Coach and Makos, and watch us live streaming on Facebook Live.
Well, we don't have a guest on the phone. We could do this, and we're going to try and get the guest to come in a little more, because I'm enjoying this, but I'm a little nervous because people now are watching what I'm doing. So I bumble and stumble when they can't see me. I wonder what I'm going to do now.
I don't know.
You're the TV personality here. Yeah, you didn't know Melissa Makos?
Yeah, but now I'm going to have
sports reporter, WTOC, go ahead.
Now I'm going to have to do my hair and put makeup on.
You don't like doing that, do you?
I like doing my hair. I like looking cute, but not, you know, I mean.
You have to do it every day during a week. Now you're going to have to do it on Saturdays.
But you know what I really like about this, Carl, is this is authentic. This
right.
Facebook Live, it's authentic. This is who we are. And that was one of the things that I really loved about covering sports is I would much rather be out in the field than on the anchor desk because that's my element. Being out in the field, running up and down that football field or that soccer pitch, just, you know, filming and interviewing people and wearing what I'm wearing right now, you know, shorts and a t-shirt and flip-flops or you know, Converse or sneakers. And just that's who I am. I'm not that person with, you know, the full face of makeup and the, you know, the hair that looks like I'm going to the prom. But, you know, every now and then I like to get dressed up and look cute, but this is me. So I kind of like this. So.
And I've been told I have a face for the radio. Now I'm doing Facebook Lives. I got to be crazy. So, but anyway, it's a lot of fun. We talk about local sports, national sports, but we like bringing on the kids, and that's what our number two is all about. We'll start off with local news, local scores. We'll give you a breakdown of the playoffs, the state playoffs, the high school playoffs. Then we're going to get into our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. He's only a junior from Windsor Forest High School, soccer player, Johan Anguino. Did I say it right?
We're going to have to ask him.
We're going to have to ask him. He'll be on.
Yeah, he's already in the studio waiting.
It's a lot easier in school where I teach and where Melissa teaches that, you know, did I say your name right? And then they correct us. And
right.
It takes me about five times when it's really hard, but I get it down sooner or later.
Well, you know, I always say, tell the kids that correct me. And don't get mad at me for saying your name wrong. It happens. And it's a social skill where you have to learn how to correct somebody, but correct them without being condescending.
Exactly.
And I think it's a life skill as well to correct somebody when they say your name wrong. And don't get upset about it because it's human nature and it's totally normal.
We're trying to do the right thing. And then after the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week, we'll go to the Greater Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame representative. This man is a Greater Savannah Athletic Hall of Famer from Savannah Christian way back in 2012, but he also got the Lawton Calhoun Award, which is given out to the most outstanding high school player way back in 1980, I think he told me, but I won't say that too much. But
well, you know, listen, we're all 35.
We're all 35.
We're all 35 years old.
In our mind. I told my wife I've never left high school. So, I mean I've been in high school for 31 years, plus the other six before that. So I've never left high school. But anyway, let's get to the local scores, the local news. And like I say every weekend, we are your source. ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton is your source for Atlanta Braves baseball, Atlanta Hawks basketball, Atlanta Falcons football, UGA sports, specifically football, basketball, and baseball. We do it right here on ESPN Radio Savannah for you. So let's go right away. Pro baseball, you want to start?
Yeah, the Atlanta Braves, they're third place in the NL East. That's the National League East. And they lost last night to the Philadelphia Phillies.
Who are in second place.
They're in second place. It goes Mets.
I know. We got to talk about the Mets. But the Mets, Phillies, and now the Braves.
And it was a tight game up there until about the seventh inning, right?
Yeah but they had to take out Julio Teheran.
Yeah, he hurt his bicep.
So the manager, Brian Snicker, taking precautions. So they wound up losing 7-3. Abdul Herrera hit two home runs, all-star 2 years ago. Jorge Alfaro also went deep. Aaron Nola, kills me, ex-Yankee pitcher.
I know.
Pitched seven innings to help the Phillies beat the Braves 7-3. But you got to be excited. Ronald Acuna. Acuna Mentada, he's out there. I mean, and then you got to talk about Ozzie Albies. These are young stars that are making the Braves competitive.
Yeah, and you know, and again, it's such a long season that, you know, these games, I get into it, especially like if the Yankees are on TV. Braves are always on TV, so I can always watch Braves post game and Braves games and stuff. Markel and I are going to get up to the STP.
SunTrust Park.
The STP, the Sun, the SunTrust Park.
It's a great facility. I was there last year.
For sure. My sister's been going to the games because she lives up there in Atlanta. And so, you know, I just love baseball. So, but it is a young season. So you just
Park has a battery built around it. I mean, battery of stores, restaurants.
That's what it's called.
Name it.
It's called the battery.
Adult beverage places. So
yeah, you could live there.
So
you
anyway,
actually can live there because they have apartment complexes. So it's pretty cool.
The Braves will be on today on ESPN Radio Savannah, starting at 4:15 with game time. First pitch is 6:05 against the Phillies in the city of brotherly love. And then they'll be back there tomorrow at 1:35 to take on the Phillies. Also, starting pitch tonight for the Braves, Mike Foltynewicz versus Nick Pivetta.
Now you could pronounce that name. Mike Foltynewicz.
I've practiced it about 1,000 times.
It's like, can I buy a vowel? Because that's quite a name right there. But, you know.
Thanks, Vanna. Okay. and then we'll get into the pro football Atlanta Falcons draft. They start out by picking Alabama wide receiver Calvin Ridley. I promise you, we'll have a segment at the end of the show if we keep on task here. So we'll talk about the draft.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
And then we know that they needed defensive players, but they took a wide receiver that is going to make Julio Jones, Mohamed Sanu, Gabriel, and Roberts look very good. And, of course, her boy, Matty Ryan. I think it's more Matty Ryan than it is Tom Brady, but she loves Tom Brady, too.
No, I like Matt Ryan more than Tom Brady.
Okay.
I'm not a Tom Brady fan. He's okay.
All right, let's go to your sports. Savannah State softball.
Yeah. Softball, they're closing out the season. Hard to believe that the season is coming
to an
end.
It's already over.
But it is May next week, so, you know, if I recall playing college softball, this is the time of year. So right now they're third in the Southern Division in the MEAC. They're going to Orangeburg, South Carolina to play South Carolina State. This should be a three-game sweep. It should be, because South Carolina State has one win on the season.
1-27.
And it would be nice for Savannah State Tigers, Lady Tigers, to go out with a nice three-game sweep to finish the regular season. And then, of course, we got this quick story on SCAD.
Let's go fishing.
Yes,
they do have a men's and women's fishing team, okay? Yes, we're not making this up. They have a bowling team. They have an equestrian team. The fishing team had a lot of success last weekend.
Yeah, Cody Stahl and Reese Kingston, they hauled in a total weight of, let me make sure I get
pounds.
This right, 41 pounds, 7 ounces.
I don't think I could eat 41 pounds of fish, can you?
You know, the points, I'm sure this is big points, right. 464.29, but 41 pounds of fish.
But they finished 20th out of 266 teams.
And that's crazy. And so what that means now is that they're going to go to
the
championship, because the top 38 teams qualified. And so the national championships are in Oklahoma at the end of July 19th.
And we could
21st.
Say this, Lake Tenkiller.
Yeah, Lake Tenkiller. We can say that. But they're also going to travel to Lake Chickamauga in Dayton, Tennessee, for the Yeti Southeastern Conference event. That's next week in May 5th.
All right, so we're going to throw this out quick. NFL Draft, we are your source for Georgia Bulldog football. Five Bulldogs going in the first two rounds. Three in the first round, which is unheard of, and it's making this young lady happy. But I don't know if you know it. Also, a young man that lives from Bradwell, Ulrich John, who played for the Packers, he's going to the
Patriots.
Let's talk about the
Okay, so the number 8 pick, the Falcons got Roquan Smith. He's a linebacker out of Georgia, and we love.
You know the award he won this year? The Dick Butkus.
Yeah, the Dick Butkus Award.
The best
yeah.
linebacker in the United States.
Yeah, I think Markell was up for
and
that.
And who did Dick Butkus play for?
The Bears.
So.
Yeah, I'm excited about this.
Read about your Patriots picks.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
You got Isaiah Wynn and Sony Michel. Also, they got picked in the first round, 23 and 30 first picks. They're going to the New England Patriots.
And Isaiah Wynn is a monster. I mean, he's 6'6", 330 pounds.
And they need that.
They need offensive line.
Yeah, they need that to protect Brady. And they also needed a running back in Sony Michel. You can't do much better than that. And then you got Nick Chubb,
who's also
a running back. So you got two running backs going in the first and two rounds.
And the other outstanding linebacker.
Lorenzo Carter. So big first round for the UGA Bulldogs. Pretty impressive.
All right, and pro golf. Harmon is off. Gene Sowers finished 15th at the Bass Pro Shops Legends of Golf last week. He shot 15 under, but he was tied for 19th. That's crazy, okay? On the other side, Doug Hansel, well-known Savannah amateur golf, takes part in the Concession Cup on the amateur team. They beat Great Britain Island. Doug Hansel was a member of the victorious United States team. He beat he defeated Ian
Crowther
from Great Britain and Ireland team 3-1. So great job by Mr. Doug Hansel. Pro tennis is going on at the Landings Club at the Creek Tennis. It's Kids Day. Anybody under 16 gets in. It's a USTA event, so it's a pro event. Get out there. We have a semi-pro basketball team, the Savannah Cavaliers, hosting a game at Windsor Forest tonight, 6 o'clock. Then we have semi-pro soccer, the Savannah Clovers, tomorrow at Morris Field. Davin Park, gates open at 3 o'clock. They're taking on the Sparta Football Club. Then we flip it over. We got the Georgia Union Rugby Championships right here in Davin Park.
Yeah, the Savannah Shamrocks Rugby Club, they had a perfect season. They went undefeated. They beat High County RFC on April 14th in Davin Park. They're 44-0. That's right, 44-0.
44-0.
What's their record?
They haven't lost. They're
9-0.
They were 9-0 during regular season.
I mean, shoot, they might.
They're 10-0. They won semifinals last week in overtime against the Atlanta Renegades. They take on the Augusta Mad Dogs. I thought it was the Mud Dogs, but that's
baseball. It's the Mad Dogs.
It's the Mad Dogs at Davin Park at 1 o'clock. And I will try and stream some live footage of that when I get out of here, out of the studio, and make it over to Davin Park to do that. High school sports, I'm just going to start with the Coastal Homeschool. Last week's Player of the Week, Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Player of the Week, Ryan
Rockwell
took to the mound, 13-0 in his high school career. He went 5-1/3 last night. Coastal Homeschool defeated Johnson Ferry Christian 4-3 for their first ever homeschool tournament win. They'll play the second game today at Baysmore Park. Get out there and support the Hurricanes. We got a lot of high school scores, soccer, football, but we're going to get back to it because we're going to stay on time. We'll talk about that at the end of the show. But once again, coming up next is our Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week from Windsor Forest High School, Johan
Anguino.
We'll get the correct pronunciation when he comes in. And remember, it's all right here on the Coach and Makos on
ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
And we'll be right back after this.
back to the Coach and Makos on ESPN Radio.
And today's show is right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400, FM 104.3, and 92.7 on Hilton Head. And it's presented to you by Chatham Orthopedic Associates. And it's soccer season. It's playoff season. Really, it's playoff season. Baseball, soccer, tennis, track and field sectionals today. We got the air rifle. Sorry, it's not air riflery. It's called riflery. The riflery team from St. Vincent's up in at Fort Benning, Georgia, playing or shooting for a championship. It's just amazing. But and I say it every week, and I know I'm a broken record. I'm told by my kids at school, my own kids, that I keep on repeating myself. But this is the best part of the show. I mean, this is where we bring on the kids that have done something special. Coaches nominate them. Parents nominate them. And what more can I tell you? This team, the Windsor Forest High School soccer team, boys soccer team, has won, just won their third region title, back-to-back region titles on penalty kicks. The man, Cam Turner, is Mr. Soccer in Georgia. He is retiring. I don't know why he's doing that because, I know, he's got kids that are growing up and he wants to be there with them. I understand. I did that too. But he's done an unbelievable job at Windsor Forest High School with the team. They are 15-1-1. They won last night 8-1 over Jackson High School. This young man had one goal, one assist. I mean, it's just unbelievable. He was the Region 3A Offensive Player of the Year. On the season, he has 29 goals, 11 assists, and as Cam says, works hard every day. Coach Cam Turner works hard every day. Team leader, just an overall great kid. And as a sophomore, this is a sophomore stats, he played in 20 games, had 56 points, 21 goals, which he's going to surpass that this year, 14 assists. He was a Savannah Morning News All-Greatest Savannah Boys Soccer First Team member. And let me get this right, so... Okay, I just lost my paper where I spelled his name. Okay, he's going to help me out. Johan
Anguiano.
Anguiano. Thanks for coming in, Johan. I'm glad I got that out of the way. And Anguiano. I got it, right?
Yes.
It's, you know, it's Latino, but I can say it's Italian, too, right? It ends in a vowel. It's like being Italian, like Demasi. But anyway, great season, great job. And Melissa, come swing around, Melissa. You got to be in this, too. So let me take my heads off so we can share the mic. And Cody in the back room, let us know if this works. But you've had a great season at Windsor Forest. This is your third year. Something special this year with this team, isn't there?
Yes, of course.
All right, you got to be louder so people can hear you.
Okay.
So let's get the mic up. Okay, there you go. Don't be shy. Nobody can see us. So
okay.
We're doing good.
Well, except for on Facebook Live.
You're not supposed to tell them that. Now you got
to sorry. Don't be
but
nervous.
You're all right, Johan. But soccer, I mean, you know, when did you start playing? I mean, has it been a couple of years? It's been your whole life. When did you start playing soccer?
It's been my whole life. It's actually when I came to the United States where I started playing 6 years old and then started playing club since then.
What is it about soccer that made you say this is something that I could be successful at?
Well, I grew up with my family. They love soccer. Every weekend, weekday, watching soccer, they taught me about soccer. My brothers, I have two older brothers that taught me about soccer. So.
So you said you moved to the United States. What country did you come from?
Mexico.
Mexico, okay.
Yes, sir.
When did you come to the United States?
When I was six.
When you were 6 years old. And you came here playing soccer right away, and obviously you are a goal scorer. is that your favorite part about the game?
Yes, of course. It feels so good to score for your teammates, for everybody.
What position do you play?
High school I play like forward, and then in club soccer I'm actually a right back.
Right defender. Back. So you're playing defense.
Yeah.
So out of the two positions, which one do you like the most?
Forward, of course.
Forward, of course. Yeah. So you consider yourself an offensive player, but the select team consider you a defensive player?
Yeah.
If you had to tell somebody what your best skill was as far as soccer goes, is it playing defense, taking a ball away, or scoring goals, what would you tell somebody?
Dribbling. I love to dribble, and I think I'm capable of taking people on.
So, go ahead.
What is your workout regimen like, Johan? What do you do to make sure that you stay on top of your game?
Well, just go to practice every day, 5 days a week, and then 6:30, 8:30.
Well, last year you were a sophomore, all-region, all-Savannah Morning News, scoring goals. This year, coming as a junior, did you have any personal goals that you wanted to set coming into the season, in your high school season, because you do play select soccer?
Yeah. Well, I'm just right now I'm looking to see if college coaches could be interested in me and stuff like that. And then also – my other goal is, like, beating the all-time score For Windsor.
The all-time scorer.
Yeah.
How many goals do you have to get there?
I'm not sure. Turner won't tell me yet.
Turner won't tell you. Well, you know, he is a man that is team-oriented, which I give him a lot of credit for, and he's built that program up. So as a team, he probably wants you guys to have to set goals. As a team, what goals were set before the season started?
Of course, Winning State, always. We were so close last year. But I told the guys that's our goal. I asked them every time before we start a game, what's our goal? And they say State, so that's it.
What is it like to be a high school kid who has been so successful in soccer and getting some notoriety and getting some attention? What is that attention like for you being just a high school kid?
It's awesome. I try to stay, you know, humble always. And there could always be more I could do. So I'm always trying to improve myself.
All right, she's going to be the teacher now.
Yeah, so it's funny because, you know, Coach Turner said that you were sleeping in and typical teenager. And so, you know, Carl and I, you know, as the adults, you know, we totally get it. But what are some of the things that you do outside of soccer?
Hang out with my friends, go out to movies, play pool, stuff like that. And it's basically more soccer.
Yeah, you said more soccer. I'm sure you put a lot of time and effort into your craft. So how do you manage the academics, the social life, and the soccer life?
Well, I get my schoolwork done, and then after I just focus on soccer, and then when I'm back at school.
Now, I have here you play for Team Tormenta. What's that like playing outside the high school? Is it more competitive, more skilled players? Tell us about Team Tormenta.
Yeah, it's way more competitive right there. I'm going to be honest, I don't shine as much as high school. It's really competitive. Our team has a lot of kids going to college already, signing.
Now, we interviewed a soccer player, I think it was last weekend or the weekend before.
Two weekends ago,
Sydney Martinez.
County High School.
Yes, and so she had aspirations of Olympics. Is that something that's on your agenda for the future?
I haven't really thought about that. What I really want to do when I get out of high school is play college, of course. I would be the first one to go to college, and that would make my parents proud. And if I could go on and play MLS or something like that, I would love to.
Do you have any players that you look up to? Anybody that you look up to as a role model?
Cristiano Ronaldo. He's came a long way. Everybody doubts him at times. He has a bad season, and he shows them wrong, proves them wrong.
I mean, he's one of the best in the world. And you're listening to The Coach and Makos. We're at the Weatherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week. We're talking to junior soccer player from Windsor Forest High School, Johan Anguiano.
Yeah.
Anguiano.
That'll do.
That'll do?
Yeah.
All right, you say it then.
Johan Anguiano.
Anguiano. It might take me 5 days like it does in school, but I would get it sooner or later. So looking up to Ronaldo, but there's one guy that's been around you now in your high school career, 3 years, and I don't know how it makes you feel that, you know, he's announced his retirement. But tell us about Coach Cam Turner. What he means to that program, means to the school at Windsor Forest High School.
He's a great coach. He knows the game well. When I got to Windsor Forest, I didn't think he knew, but getting to know him, he knows a lot, and he cares for the team a lot. He'll do anything to help you out when you're in need and stuff.
Now, you guys have been having an unbelievable run with Coach Turner, 3 straight region titles. What's it like playing high school sports versus your Tormenta? I mean, the kids at school, how do they react to this soccer team?
It's way funner. I mean, you get to play with kids you don't play in club. And it's fun. The kids, like my friends that I've grew up around, they play there. I haven't played them with them in a while, so, and we want to do big things too.
You talk about doing big things. You can't do big things on the soccer pitch without a team. So how important is that team atmosphere? Because you can't score goals if somebody doesn't pass you the ball. Obviously, dribbling skills, of course, but you're not gonna. I mean, that'd be pretty impressive if you could take on the other defenders. But what's it like to have, you know, a solid team behind you?
Oh, it's great. We fight here and there at times, but we make up. It's like, I try to leave everything out the field. Once we get on the field, it's time to play and reach that one goal we have.
What is the one skill set that you think, we know your strength, you said it was dribbling. What is one skill set that you want to work on for next year?
Getting up in the air, heading balls. I will compete for the balls up in the air, but I want to win one, like, to score more goals with my head.
Win the free balls, we would say, right, as a coach. You got to win those free balls, the 50-50 balls, whatever they're called. So, all right, so now you still got a whole another year to go at Windsor Forest High School. Throw the soccer out. You'd be the first in your family to get to college. After college is over, besides playing sports, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? What do you see yourself doing in the future? A businessman, a teacher, a coach, a lawyer? What does Johan want to do? That's right, a lawyer. You're going to make fun of me? Okay, I'm from New York. She's making fun
of me. I'm actually thinking about doing architecture. And if that doesn't work, I'll do sports medicine. Something fun.
It's big aspirations. Go ahead, Melissa.
Yeah, sports medicine. Is that because of the soccer background and the sports background?
Yeah. I would love to work with kids, or even become a coach like Turner.
Yeah, but you got to teach something, though.
Yeah.
What would you like to teach?
I'd say math.
Good choice. Yeah. Well, Johan, you're having a great season. You're scoring goals. Your team's having a phenomenal season. 15-1-1. You're into the Sweet 16 of the Georgia High School State Class 3A championships. And once again, you've done a great job. Dr. Bart Wetherington is a big sports guy, and he loves sports, and he's been sponsoring this show. Sorry, he's been sponsoring a segment for as long as I've been doing this. But that's why you're this week's Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic Athlete of the Week for April 28, 2018. Johan
Angano
from Windsor Forest High School. Great job. Good
Thank
luck
you.
With the rest of the playoffs.
Thank you very
and
much.
Thanks for coming in. And
Thank you.
Once again, wasn't that hard, was it?
No.
Okay, I can't remember my script for this commercial.
Oh, yeah,
so.
If you can't throw something.
All right, you can't
call,
throw
call Dr. Bart Wetherington.
You got it. She's got it down, and I'm trying to find it here. And once again,
if your back hurts, your neck hurts. There it is.
Here we go. Okay, your back hurts. Another body part hurts all the time. It makes you mad. The pain drives you crazy. And you want to do what?
Throw something across the room.
Well,
you can't.
But you can't. You need to go see Dr. Bart Wetherington at the Wetherington Chiropractic Clinic. You get complete chiropractic care, pain relief to help you move better, have a less painful life, and, of course, achieve a healthier life. Dr. Bart Wetherington is located now in two locations, of course, in good old Savannah, Georgia, at 329 Eisenhower Drive on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and take a ride up to Pula, Georgia on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 114 Canal Street, Suite 603. So visit Dr. Bart Wetherington for all your chiropractic needs. Next up on the Coach Makos, we're going to talk to a little Greater Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame with one of their Hall of Famers, Robbie White from Savannah Christian. He's going to tell us all about who's going in with the class of 18, and it's all right here on the Coach of Makos on
ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head.
Here's more of the Coach and Makos on ESPN Radio.
And it's presented to you by Chatham Orthopedics Associates right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hillnet. And we'd like to thank you, whether you listen for us for 5 minutes, 15 minutes, a segment. It's just all about what's going on here in Savannah, Georgia, as far as local sports. And I'm telling you, Melissa, this gives me goosebumps because when you get inducted into this organization, it's pretty special because it's your hometown or you've contributed something to the athletic arena here in Savannah, Georgia. And that's, of course, the Greater Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive. I mean, Hall of Fame for anything. If you're a Hall of Famer, Carl, I mean, you can always tag that on your resume or go by, hey, I'm Melissa Makos, Hall of Famer. That would be nice to say someday.
And I got to, you know, this next guy is a legend from Savannah Christian, the touchdown pass that helped him win a national, won a high school state championship with the good old Coach Doyle Kelly, and he was the quarterback, and now he was inducted into the Greater Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame in 2012. Joining us now live on ESPN's radio, on the ESPN radio, Savannah Smiles mobile hotline, is Robbie White. Robbie, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thank you, Carl. It's a great honor to be here on the radio with you. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, you know, having a lot of fun talking local sports, and why not talk about the Greater Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame class of 2018? But you're from Savannah. You've been inducted. What does that mean to somebody that has grown up in Savannah, Georgia, and is inducted into this Hall of Fame?
Well, I tell you, it's a great honor, just like you mentioned earlier. You know, when you play high school sports and I guess one of your goals is to play college and possibly professionally afterwards. But it's truly an honor to be recognized by the Greater Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame, and such as I was back in 2012. and just you know, go to the banquet and see former coaches there and colleagues, and looking through the program and looking at the rich history that this hall has is truly unbelievable.
And, you know, you're also keeping something else, because way back when in 1980, you also received the Lawton Calhoun Award, didn't you?
Yes, sir, I did. In 1982, I was honored to get the Calhoun Award. And, you know, kind of going down nostalgia days, you know, looking at pictures and what have you. You know, I looked at that picture, I guess when I was accepting my award back in 82, and I looked like a young, skinny guy way back then. But, but anyway, you know, there's a great one this year, a young man, Nick, from Benedictine, who's receiving that award. And let me tell you, that young man right there, if there was ever an award, I guess, in your high school yearbook on most likely to succeed, I would put money on that guy right there. He is a truly exceptional young man. And very deserving of the Calhoun Award.
Nick Iannone, the starting quarterback for the last 3 years at Benedictine Military School. He's been he's going to represent the Athlete of the Year here in Savannah, Georgia, the Lawton M. Calhoun Award. So, you know, are you part of the process? Are you part of the committee that picks these guys? Or, you know, I know you just joined the committee or the board. How does that work?
Yeah, the board. I guess there's a subcommittee called the Honors Court, and what happens with that committee is nominations come into the hall, I believe, starting in January, and the Honors Court really ramps up January, February, and March. And what we do, the process is there's an application process, and you can actually find you know, all the information. You know, just Google Greater Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame. And it takes you right to our website. And with the application process, a nominee has to, you know, you fill out your application and you have to provide, you know, scrapbook articles, pictures, or what have you, some sort of documentation, for, I guess, for backup, for verification of all the awards that you have received throughout your high school, college, or professional career. And that just goes through, like I said, about a three-month process. And the hall each year inducts four athletes, two Citation Award winners, and one special award for the M.A. Spelman Award. And we also recognize the players of the year for the various sports at the high school level as well.
And you're listening to Coach Makos, and we're talking to Robbie White from the Greater Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame. The 2000 class of 18 will be inducted on May 7th. And Robbie, meet Melissa Makos.
Hi, Robbie. How are you? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing great.
Who is it in the class of 2018?
For the four athletes that are inducted this year, and just let me say, there were some pretty impressive athletes for this year. But the four going in this year is Brian Pasenick for basketball, James Johnson for basketball, and Catherine Dotson, or Cat Dotson, as a lot of people may know, for softball, and Robbie Snake Davis for football. And let me tell you, those four right there, I would have to say each one of those resumes. And I believe an article will come out about them in the newspaper here within the next couple of days. They are pretty impressive.
Yeah, I covered Catherine Dotson when I worked for WTOC and was able to enjoy her career when she went on to the University of Tennessee. You know, I love when the female athletes get recognition. Talk a little bit more about Cat Dotson and what this award means to her to be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, I can tell you, Cat Dotson, when her application or nomination was presented to the Honors Court, you know, her accomplishments that she had accomplished with Tennessee, if I had to guess, it was probably three pages long.
Wow.
And it was almost like, okay, there's, there's no need to go on. I mean, she is a true icon when it came to, or when it comes to girls softball. And quite honestly, I never really followed it too much, you know, until several years ago, and actually saw her play on TV. And you know, just once again, she was truly amazing when it came to her sport.
You know, I feel like I'm a softball aficionado, having played Division I softball, and I have to be honest with you, watching Catherine Dotson play, you know, was very, very impressive. She is the real deal, as are these other athletes, obviously. Like you said, you don't just get into the Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame by just, you know, having a name. You have to do so much more. Talk a little bit about, you know, Brian, Robbie, and James, too, and what this award, how important, how special this award is for them as well.
Well, I tell you, Brian, he was I believe he, you know, he graduated from Benedictine in high school. Was a 4-year starter there. He averaged 30 points, and he earned recognition at Street and Smith magazine, All American. I mean, he was Mr. Everything in basketball, and then went on, you know, his college career at the University of Alabama. He was a 4-year letterman there. He led the SEC in free throw percentage, and you know, he was pretty pretty amazing a basketball player at BC and at Alabama. And Robbie Snake Davis, you know, this guy, you know, he went on to play. He was a starting quarterback at Jenkins High School. You know, led Jenkins to like a 16 consecutive wins from like 68 to 69. He was inducted into the Jenkins Hall of Fame. And, you know, this young man or this gentleman, when he was in high school, he received like 25 scholarship offers for, you know, from the various college programs. He went on and, you know, played at South Carolina. Then I believe he transferred to the University of Florida, and he actually played in the Tangerine Bowl and the Sugar Bowl. And he actually had a chance to play. Now, this kind of goes to show you how old we are, Carl, is the World Football League with the Jacksonville Express.
Oh, believe me, I watched Herschel Walker and Doug Flutie play for the New York Generals, so I know what you're talking about.
And lastly, James Johnson for basketball, and you know, he was also he played at Jenkins High School, where he was inducted into the Jenkins Hall of Fame as well. And this guy, you know, he once again, you know, this gentleman was Mr. All Everything in basketball when it came to Jenkins, and he was actually. He signed a scholarship to play, you know, to go to school and play basketball at the University of Georgia. And what's really, you know, stuck in my mind or you know, stuck out to me when looking at his nomination, this gentleman was the first athlete from Georgia to sign, or I'm sorry, the first African-American athlete to sign a basketball scholarship from Georgia.
Wow. Nice.
You know, that was pretty impressive in himself. And then, you know, he transferred from Georgia over to Western Kentucky, and he, you know, the old saying goes with basketball, you know, he lit it up at Western Kentucky. He was the team MVP in 77 and 78, and played in the NCAA tournament. And, you know, also he went on to play in the International Basketball League for France. So, you know, he'll go down in history as one of the, you know, the dominant big men in Savannah basketball history. And, you know, with these four athletes, I can tell you it's going to be a great honor to you know, to see them at the banquet on Monday, May the 7th. And, you know, and like you said, Carl, it's a great honor to be to be involved not only with the Greater Savannah Athletic Hall of Fame, but to get inducted and recognized by your, you know, your peers is truly, you know, truly accomplishment.
Well, Robbie, we only got about 30 seconds here, but the Citation Award goes to people who've made a contribution who haven't come from Savannah. Lamar Kirkley from Savannah Country Day, Earl Coxon with U Sports, and then we got the recipient of the 2018 M.A. Spellman Award. This is given to the individual organization that has made a lasting impact to Savannah through sports in an unconventional way. What better way than to say Dr. Spencer Wheeler with Chatham Orthopedic Associates. He's been there forever. I appreciate you coming on. Once again, they can go to the website, right? It's Greatest Savannah Athletic. So it's GSAOTH.com. And you can get a ticket there. It's all going to be Monday, May 7th. Tickets are $25. Great job, and I'm sorry we didn't have more time to fill it out.
Oh, that was great. I greatly appreciate what y'all do for Savannah sports. I really do appreciate it, and it's quite an honor. Thank you.
And Robbie, quick question: BC in a playoff? Are those lacrosse playoffs?
I'm up here in Augusta right now. We're playing Lakeside High School. It's not the playoffs quite yet. I think this is our last regular season game for BC lacrosse.
All right, well, let me know what's going on so we can get it out there, and let me know what's going to go on with the playoffs too, because I haven't found anything about the lacrosse playoffs.
Okay, thank you. Thanks,
Robbie. And that's Robbie White, class of 2012. He did win the Lawton Award way back in 1980. So once again, you can tell how excited it is for someone from Savannah to be inducted into that Hall of Fame.
What a great honor.
Great honor. All right, I know Melissa wants to talk a little NFL draft. We got to get to the last segment, so we got to get out here and pay some bills. We have to go to a break. Every Saturday morning right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hillnet, you can listen to the
Coach and Makos.
And we'll be right back after this.
Now here's the coach, Carl DeMasi, and Melissa Makos on ESPN Radio.
And the show is presented by Chatham
Orthopedic
Associates right here in Savannah, Georgia, located on Balsam, right behind Calvary Day School. We got to make this quick. We never have enough time to do what we want to do. I think we got to cut down, maybe have one guest every segment. I don't know, but we like talking to our guests. And this is where we're supposed to go three out the door. Well, we're going to talk about three sport athletes. So this is our three out the door topic. Ashley Deering Award winner goes to the most versatile male athlete. The Hollis Stacey Award's coming up. We don't forget about the females.
Love the Hollis Stacey Award as well.
So Javonte Middleton out of Jenkins High School. Football, basketball, and baseball. The kid is one of the probably ideal athletes you can look up to, and he's a three-sport athlete. And three-sport athletes is a dying breed here, I feel, in the United States, because everybody's specializing. But Melissa, surfing the internet.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was thinking about the kid from Jenkins, Ben Patrick. Yes. We were friends on Facebook. He tends to go on
and
off social media. Yes, and he played for the Arizona Cardinals and was in the Super Bowl, caught a touchdown pass. And you know, just thinking about him and thinking about myself, I played three sports, and those other sports helped me with my craft with both basketball and softball and field hockey. But you know, I was reading this tweet from Mick McCabe from the Detroit Free Press, and he said 29 of the 32 first round draft picks were two sport athletes. 14 of the 29 were three sport athletes. We have so many children and athletes these days that are focusing on just one sport as they're growing up that they tend to get burnt out. And so that's why I absolutely adore the Ashley Deering Award and the Hollis Stacey, because I think it's important to be versatile. And I think playing other sports helps you with your skill set for, you know, the sport, you know, your number one sport, so to speak.
And, you know, Javonte just posted on Twitter, in his 3 years of playing baseball at Jenkins High School, he's played every position except catcher. His lessons to today's youth is be coachable and a team player before anything else in the game of baseball and in the game of life. That's coming from our Ashley Deering Award winner. The kid's a great kid.
Love it. And, you know, that's why I love CrossFit, because it's constantly varied. And you've got, you know, gymnastics, you've got Olympic lifting, so you've got a multitude of sports involved in one fitness regimen.
You got to make that commitment.
Yeah.
Well, Melissa, we're out of here again. Time flies when you're having a lot of fun. And
yeah.
Cody Queen, thank you for all you do.
Yes,
got that
Cody.
Right this week. okay? And keep in mind, following the show right here on ESPN Radio, you'll have from 11 to 12, Explosive Recruiting Show with Jim Johnson, Calvin Wilson, and at 4:15, we'll have the Braves pregame show. Remember, every Saturday morning from 9 until 11, right here on ESPN Radio, Savannah Hilton Head, you can listen to your source for Savannah area sports. It's the Coach and Makos right here on the Carl DeMasi Sports Report. Melissa, so whatever you may be doing this weekend, until next Saturday, may be the best week ever. And like I say every week, always hit it
out of the ballpark.
And we'll be back next week live right here on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head. Stay tuned. Listen to the next couple of shows. Have a great week.
This has been the Carl DeMasi Sports Report on ESPN Radio Savannah Hilton Head, AM 1400 and FM 104.3.